we're going to briefly talk about it. We're going to get you kind of the background, but with this will come full circle in the end when we talk about how the government and especially industry groups have really stepped up not only the potential enforcement of the Jones Act, but also the industry groups working together to try to make sure that the Jones Act isn't being violated by foreign flag vessel owners. So this is kind of an example of some surveillance that is going on in the Gulf of Mexico for foreign flag operations for potential violations of the Jones Act. So we'll talk about that a little more at the end, but it's kind of a good viewpoint to see that this is being taken seriously by industry especially. What we're talking about here today is the Jones Act. Same when we usually think about the Jones Act, we usually think of offshore personal injury seamen, or you think about moving cargo from one place to another place, or you think about vessel owning, and by U.S. flag vessel owners have to be U.S. flag vessels need to be owned by U.S. vessel owners. But it also applies to the offshore construction and the multitude of things that are happening out in the Gulf of Mexico. When you see those platforms in the Gulf of Mexico, as Brian will tell you, there are hundreds of objects and miles of pipeline that are sitting out on the seafloor that have to be installed there and monitored and maintained. And so there's a lot of activity that's happening in the Gulf of Mexico that the Jones Act applies to that we normally don't really think about. And so the reason we care about the Jones Act here is A, the penalties. The penalty for violating the Jones Act can be seizure and forfeiture of the object that's being moved, which when you're talking about critical components can be very severe, or a penalty up to the value of the merchandise. When you're talking about whole topsides that are being installed on spars, you can imagine that those topsides can be potentially very expensive.